the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. And I really thought by now I'd be living it up, run away from the pain, I'm picking it up. Funny how nothing's ever enough, no. You and me was best friends back then. Look at us now, every good thing happens. Stressing you out, dreaming, going on tour, trying to figure it out. While you was home all alone, only seeing the doubt. Cause I wish I could go back and say that I loved you more, but I'd only hear echoes of what I can't let go. And now I know that some things you don't see coming, some things will break your soul, but someday you'll understand that some things have been tied to grow. Someday I know you'll see that. Someday I know you'll know just why you had to leave. Cause sometimes love is letting go. I can't lay to rest. Ghost in the form of your silhouette. Tears hit the floor like I'm dripping sweat. Caught up in a dream, but I'm sleeping less. Hard to figure out, yeah, I tried my best. I took a bet and I was wrong, and I was all gone. Wishing I could tell you that I wish I could go back and say that you more, but I'd only hear echoes of what I can't let go. And now I know that some things you don't see coming, some things will break your soul, but someday you'll understand that some things have been tied to grow. Someday I know you'll see that. Someday I know you'll know just why.
Some things will break your soul, but someday you'll understand that some things have to die to grow. Someday I know you'll see it. Someday I know you'll know just why I had to leave. Cause sometimes love is letting go.
Thank you for joining me for another Upside Down show. If you don't know, I'm Doris Brendel. It's great to have your company. That was Never Tell with a song called Some Things, a new metal band from Tampa, Florida. We're going to have a vastly varied show. I mean, we usually do. I like lots of different types of music. So, get your eclectic heads on for this show. We will be doing a song time a little bit later with Lee Dunham. But I just want to talk a little bit about the HRH Prog Festival. This is the first show I'm recording since coming back from there and absolutely loved it. It's such a joy to play there. Really, really enjoyed our set. We had a little bit of technical issues at the front, at the start, and so we went on slightly stressed, but it all worked out. And thank you so much to everyone who's there and give us so much support. It is enormously appreciated. And I don't get to play with a band that much these days because they're all session players. They all cost money. And as I've said before, we're a stadium band with a pub following, which makes life rather difficult, especially these days where it's hard to get people to come out. Again, HRH managed to get everyone out and it's become a bit of a family feel. So one thing that I'm doing is I will be rolling out some interviews, written interviews with many of the bands that played on over the weekend. Quite a few have got back to me already, which is a real pleasure. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm pretty immature, and as a musician who has done a lot of interviews, most interview viewers ask the same kind of questions. You know, where did the name band name come from, da da da, about so how do you write songs, it's the same sort of thing, and you get used to answering the same questions again and again. So I like to ask very different questions, often that have nothing directly to do with music, but that tell you a lot about the what kind of person is behind the music. And I'm really interested in psychology, and it really interests me. It's also very, very silly, and some of the musicians think I'm a bit daft, a bit stupid, but I don't care because I really enjoy it. So I will be they will be published on the HRH Radio, Hard Rock Hell Radio website, one by one. I'm just waiting for the official photos to come up. Simon Dunkerley always does incredible stage photographs, and I would like to feature some of those along with the interview, so you can get a visual cue of who you are reading about, even if you didn't get a chance to see them. Before we do some more music, I'd just like to say that my top band of the weekend, and of course I didn't get to see everyone, was Isles from Chile. I've played some of their music before, so I had high hopes. I thought they were brilliant. They didn't look the way I expected them to, but this absolutely really tight band, really good songs. I really like that. People that were with, everyone has got their favourites. I know Graham, my sound engineer, we were there for the weekend. His favourite is Ebb Every Time, who, fantastic show. Ebb, you know, even whether you like their music or not, you are going to be entertained because they are absolutely brilliant, and they do so much on stage. And every time I see them, Kitty, who sort of does dancing and some singing and some spoken word, gets better because she's so theatrical. She really, really is fantastic, and she creates some of the most memorable moments during the show. So anyway, we're going to play some more music, and I'm going to read a few extracts from one of the interviews back after this.
And you're losing sleep. cashless. So to make it in my list, wanna drown in green ices. My hands like Midas Ultron. Mine is the highest. I'll be your virus. Be a hero, make me famous. Call me your highness. I know you dream of my. You'll need to focus. Get my attention, make me notice. You're so hilarious. Now hocus focus in my pockets. Jerk, soldier to clap your hands, soldier to.
Do it or need more.
Don't want no glitter, make me go quicker. Soldier to.
Do it or need more.
No babysitting, make it rain like I'm stripping. It's a game, man. I'm waiting, come on.
Do it or need more.
It's big smoke, bitch. Your favorite slutty witch. Give me, baby.
Do it or need more.
We'll be right back.
told you, today's show would be very varied. The first track was ODC, an alt metal band from Paris, France. My name is Gold. And the one you just heard, Raphael Weinrot. I've played some of his stuff before. He's pretty special. It's called Brown Ophidian. He's a cellist from Canada. Who, as you heard, does sort of prog metal with Middle Eastern influences, and he takes very good pictures too. He's all very theatrical. But yes, again, if you listen to my shows regularly, I don't play a lot of instrumental stuff, especially 8-minute instrumentals, but he's really got something. I really, really like what he does. So I hope you enjoyed that. Talking of albums and things, I might as well give you a little update on what I'm doing, because all has been a little bit quiet on the Western Front, on the Doris Front. We are about to release an acoustic album, and we're going to get it in before Christmas, which is really exciting. Because we've been doing a lot of acoustic shows, that is myself and Lee Dunham, but we hadn't really recorded anything the way we do it live. So the plan was that we're going to actually record the live set in the studio, but without any overdubs, you know, no cheating, the way that we actually could do it in somebody's living room. So volume one comes out soon before Christmas, and I got the sound files yesterday from Lee, and he's done an amazing job. It actually sounds really good. I was really worried it was going to sound a bit empty, not having, you know, any exciting production to it, but he's made it sound so good, and he's done really lovely harmonies. And usually when we do it live, I can't really hone in on what he's doing because I'm too busy concentrating on what I'm doing. But no, sounds really great. So more news on that coming up. Have a look at my website, joycebrendel.com, for more news on that. Now, I did say I was going to give you an idea of what kind of idiotic and immature questions I'm asking the band. So I'm going to start with Kanda Craig, who went on before us. They were a last minute shoo-in because somebody cancelled, so it was just the two of them, which is Sharon Callings and Martin Nichols, vocals and keys and guitars respectively. And I'm not going to read you the whole interview because you can read that when it comes out, but for example, one of my questions was, if you had to change your band name, what would it be? Martin said Pig Rectum, which I think has got a nice ring to it. And Sharon rolls her eyes at Martin, something less folky, Extreme Air Fryer Death, which I think is also a really nice alternative. Right, we are going to go over to the COVID files. We're going back to the end of August 21 and one of our song time sections with Lee Dunham.
Play the jingle!
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, it's song time.
There it is. So, obviously, we haven't got that long. We're still on Upside Down World. And I thought today we would talk about Slap Me and You Die, because that's one that we play live. We've played live quite a lot.
Yeah.
And like that's the track with the loads of gloves.
Yes, it is.
So a lot of people will have heard that one. And it's another one that where I mentioned him last week, that Dennis Snape, the lyricist, that's another one of his lyrics. Though, again, Dennis Snape is getting on a bit. He's not a young man. And in all of his lyrics, we've had to amend some stuff.
Yeah.
Which sounded too dated. Even for us, sounded too dated. And we actually had this sort of conversation about Slap Me. Do you slap people? Do people still, is that too? And I remember we talked about it for ages. And we're going, Slap Me, is that a good, you know, is it, well, I said, well, punch me and you die, or hit me and you, you know, how would you say it?
Yeah.
How would you say it? And we decided to stick with Slap Me, which I think works quite well, because it's not.
See, nothing else works, does it?
No, because punch and hit is too much. Slap is aggressive, but it's not, it's more of a shock. than a big injury.
It's also like
it's enough to say you don't do that.
Yeah. It's also comic. I think the problem I had with it is with the word slap is it's got comedic value. It's almost like a comedy. Like you get a comedy slap, you know. It's like it's almost like you say it can be not aggressive enough. But then in the sentence, slap me and you die, he's like, well, then it is too much. So,
well, this is it. I think I liked it because it means any aggression and I ain't having it.
Yeah.
You know, even the lesser aggression, as opposed to, you know, you've actually been beaten up.
Yeah.
But so I quite like those lyrics. It was nice. Boy, they say you come with a reputation of bringing pain and not much joy, but I'm going to give you a chance. I'm warning you in advance. It ain't no lie. Slap me and you die. And it's kind of, I mean, Dennis does write some really nice lyrics like that because they're very thematic. Yeah. And it's one of those where you shouldn't give somebody like that a chance in the first place, frankly.
No. No.
You know, you think you think you're the big I am, think you're some kind of grand slam. That's very old-fashioned grand slam. And I'm going to give you a go. Better put on a hell of a show because it ain't no lie, slap me and you die. And it was just kind of, yeah, I've heard all kinds of noise about you and all your boys. See, it's funny because he's an old man. So no offence, Dennis, if you are listening. But he's an old guy who's writing something young.
Yeah.
I've heard all kinds of noise about you and all your boys. That's a young thing.
Yeah.
Thinking girls are toys, bending to all your ploys. So it's not... I'd like to think as you get older, you don't give people like that a chance.
No, I don't think, well, because, you can't tell, can you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you know, but yeah, but this is, boy, they say you come with a reputation. So if you already know that the reputation is there, it's like, no, you don't want to go there. You absolutely don't want to go there.
Shit and glory, the Holy Ghost. Am I breathing on the daily? Overworking, my mind and body can't bear this burden. I think I'm going under. Life's getting way too tense. I'm doing way too much while only running on 1%. Twist my bones, break my limbs.
That was hard rock Las Vegas band Otherwise with Stop, Drop and Roll, followed by a bit of pop rock from Scarlet Tantrum. She's from North Carolina and the track was Mannequin. And if you thought the last track sounded familiar, that's because it is. It's from a band which formed in 1977. It's the Cardiacs. Their band, they formed in Kingston upon Thames. That track is called Wood and I. I really like that. I'm really surprised because the Cardiacs never really registered with me, but that's a great track. What a really interesting and lots of attitude. And it's from their new album, which came out in September. The album's called LSD. One of my friends is a massive Cardiacs fan and he even went to a reunion. They had some reunion, I think it was in London, and it was all with screens. And he said, yeah, that singer sounds exactly like the original singer and they've done a really good job. Anyway, I really like that track. If you like the Cardiacs, check out LSD, the latest album. So I said I'd give you some more examples of the... interview. Another Candor Craig question that I particularly liked. I said, pick one superpower. And Martin picked invisibility. I'd rob a bank. And Sharon, on the other hand, said super strength, so I could fight crime and beat up the bank robbers. So I think they need to have a little chat about that. Right, back to song time.
I mean, lyrically, it kind of does what it says on the tin. I think it's quite fun. But of course, what you did, and I had the whole riff idea, which I the basic riff of the song.
Yeah.
I had in my mind as, oh, that would be great live.
Yeah.
I thought of it as a live thing and going, da-da, 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 you know. And so I gave you the song, but then you did that middle bit.
So you gave me that song and I worked the song and it had no, it literally just went through... first chorus, and then double chorus, and that was it.
Well, there was a bridge. There was a bridge.
Oh, yeah, the bridge part as well, yeah.
Yeah, there was a bridge. I mean, it was a full song. It was, the song was there, but it didn't do anything unexpected or you know.
No, there's no solo or anything in there, but I'd written another part too. I thought to myself, well, maybe it needs something. So I started working on the middle bit for it, and I got far too carried away with myself to the point where I'd almost written another song and I was like, now I've written another song. And then I tried to put them together and I remember saying to you, I'm struggling with this because I'm not sure that I've written this bit. This bit's so different to how the song goes that I'm not sure that it worked. And I played it to you and you were like, oh yeah, it does, it works really, really well. And I was like, I don't think so. And you were like, no, it does. And then I listened to it again, and then the more I listened to the vibe of the song, and you were saying like exactly what Slapping Your Back is about, it's about basically a fight between, which is how I started to look at it. And I thought to myself, this is the fight scene in my mind. If you think about the song, you've got the lyrics about, you know, you shouldn't get together with someone or whatever, and then to me, I've just literally, they have got together and they're having a fight, and this is the bit, this is how it is. And then I thought to myself, oh, it does work with it now. And as soon as I put that into my head, I was like, yep, I can fit that in. So we started writing all of that middle part. I could see it just going somewhere. Now, whether it suits the song or not, as a song, I still don't know. No. You know?
But we made it a spectacle by adding those laser gloves and stuff.
Absolutely.
So it became this spectacle. And again, with Upside Down World, we were kind of going, we want to do the unexpected. We were still hanging on to that, I think more than we are now, of kind of, let's do unexpected stuff. So that kind of went with the whole brief of it.
Yeah.
I mean, funny enough, when we started playing Mass Hysteria tracks live.
Yeah.
They went down a lot better, and I think that's because we stopped doing really unexpected stuff.
Exactly that. If you know, when you start putting stuff in there and try and push boundaries, sometimes you lose a room.
You lose a room because people go, oh my God, what's this? And it's a lot to take in. And the reason we got away with it is because of the laser gloves and because you're putting on a show and a spectacle. But I think musically, sometimes it's a bit too challenging for new people.
I agree as well. Yeah, just as a general, not only that as well, but it's quite. I mean, if you could compare that middle part to any band, you'd probably say it was like Iron Maiden-ish sort of riff and feel, which is, you know, it's not necessarily for everyone. It's not everyone's taste. It's not across the board. It's quite metally. And if and if you take that, you know, some people like it, but lots of people don't.
You have a reputation of bringing pain, and not much joy, but I'm gonna give you a chance. Yes, I'm warning you in advance. It ain't all I slap me and die. Yeah. You might think you are a big I am. Think you are some kind of grand slam. And I'm gonna give you a go, but I put on a hell of a show. It ain't a lie, slam me and you die. Slam me and you die.
Slam me and you die.
either on the blues side of things or on your or you're on the rock side of things. And there's a very, you know, you can go anywhere in between those two fields, but the further you go away from the middle ground, the less people are going to be interested.
Absolutely. Well, exactly. And some people really appreciate it. And I think musicians often appreciate it just because we dare to tread where other bands don't in many ways.
Well, that's what we always said. When you play for yourself as a musician, you can do what you want. And when you don't care about what the audience thinks, that's sometimes when the best paintings and the best music's ever made, you know, because the artist says, I don't really care what you think. I'm just going to do it because I want to.
Just going
to
do it.
Without that, if you're constantly trying to make music because that's what people want to hear, you're never, ever going to push any boundaries, are you? The boundaries don't ever get pushed and nothing new ever happens. So,
no, exactly. I don't regret it in that sense. And I think it's we're on a journey. We're still doing it. We're still on a journey where we're trying to make a whole bunch of songs interesting and slightly different and trying to, you know, and some things naturally are going to stay very simple and other things are going to be very complex, and it just goes where it goes. I think you have to
I think that's like we said last week with an album is, you know, having those different styles of different types of songs are there. I mean, it's always in the back of my mind now, you know, don't get too complex with it if you want people to like it more, then don't go on a musical tangent, because people don't understand. The only people that understand musical tangents are non-musicians.
Pick your moments.
Because you can ruin a song by getting too carried away sometimes.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. I'll give you one more little extract from the Candle Craig interview. What is the most annoying thing in life? Martin said bigots, and Sharon said the tiny bit of chocolate wrapper that tears off when you open it and sticks to your thumb when trying to put it in the bin. I feel you, Sharon. It's very annoying, isn't it? In the important things in life. Right, I've got time to leave you with a few more tracks from Birmingham, Love No Money, A Life Gone Bad, followed by Arizona band Nito with Scar Dog, a bit of fun, bit of reggae rock. And to see us out, really great track from Liverpool band Red Rum Club called Buck. Hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, bye.
Sooner I've gone bad, life gone bad. bridge when it comes to it.
No, you'll never break me. Give it up, give it up. Now you'll never make me. Saddle up, wind me up. Watch me book. You've done.